John McCaslin, chairman of John McCaslin and Partners. The building was designed when the practice was Trotton McCaslin, when I was in practice with Jamie Trotton. The practice was probably about 7 or 8 people, I think, when we won the commission. It was really intriguing as a project because I think the approach that we had was, if you take what could have been, you know, just a square building or rectangular building with a core in the middle, and the need, of course, to get daylight into as much of the interiors as possible. The route we took effectively was to look at historic precedents of buildings which had took the basic ingredients, the commercial ingredients of what in this case was a shell and core building. And we looked at two buildings. I think it was the Daily Express building in London and a bank savings building in Philadelphia from the 1930s, both of which, particularly the Philadelphia building, had a wraparound facade, a sort of modernist facade, but which kind of wrapped a kind of taut skin. And we took that as the precedent and as the idea. And so the first thing was that rather than being a sort of maybe a more conventional curtain wall building and a square floor plate building, or, as was the case in quite a lot of the Canary Wharf buildings that looked at sort of Chicago precedents, I guess, we decided to look back at a different time and to look at, you know, the compelling architecture we felt from the interwar years, and particularly those two precedents, the Daily Express building in London and the Savings Bank building in Philadelphia, which we felt would place our building in a slightly different time and would allow us to get a building which perhaps was less overtly decorative but would rely on those historic precedents. So it didn't have enriched colonnades or motifs that could have been considered to be postmodern. Ours was very much those were the precedents. And Olympian York liked that very much. It gave the site variety, I guess. And so that was absolutely key. And the second key thing that was helped us greatly was that we were asked to work with a firm called Adamson Associates, who were from Toronto, which was the home of Olympia New York, and in particular an architect called Jim Bagby. Jim was a great guy, and he was the sort of world expert in making commercial buildings work. And I remember sitting down with Jim, and he showed us how to design the core of the building. We had a particular idea of how the core should be organized, and he was great because he sort of respected the idea. It was a split core. We wanted to be very particular in its arrangement, but we didn't know how to get the most out of we didn't know how to meet the needs of a core in the most compact form, which is what he was the master of, making sure that, you know, you released as much usable accommodation. So we worked with Jim and Adamson Associates, who became effectively what we'd call, or what's called in America, the architect of record. So we effectively were the design architects, and Adamson's were the architect of record. So they took the project from a particular, probably about, I don't know, 40% of its completion, and developed and documented the scheme. And then we worked with them to ensure that the design intent was realized by them. And they were very, you know, respectful of that and were great partners.